made me know the meaning of the word ecstasy when I married Johnny. Oh, I'd heard things about him, that he was careless, which I knew meant carefree, that he was unreliable, which I knew meant he was different from any other man in the world. But naturally, I didn't hear what the looks implied. Well, I wouldn't have cared, even if I'd seen them. The smug looks, the I told you so's, and even the pitying looks from the few who seemed to care.
Well, Mrs. Aysgarth, are you getting used to being a wife?
Oh, darling, it's wonderful.
Yes, well, let's see. It all started at the Hunt Ball, then we got married, then it's kind of a blur.
A blur of Venice, Naples, Paris, and now this wonderful, heavenly, adorable house. Oh, Johnny, you sure we can afford all this?
Lena, one doesn't talk of money in paradise.
Telegram, sir.
Oh, my, speaking of paradise, let's see who wants to spoil it.
Is it bad news, darling?
No, just from an old friend of mine, stupid fellow. He wants £1,000. You couldn't spare £1,000, could you, dear?
£1,000? What's he want it for?
Hanged if I know. Probably because I borrowed it from him.
You borrowed it? Why?
Well, because I was going on a honeymoon with the loveliest girl in the world, and I wanted her to be happy. Was she happy?
But didn't you have any money of your own?
Not a shilling.
Johnny, are you broke?
Oh, monkey face. I've been broke all my life.
But I know you didn't marry me for my money. You could have done much better elsewhere. My income will never pay for all this. Never.
Well, what about your father?
Oh, I couldn't ask father or mother. But you wouldn't actually want to live on your wife's allowance, would you?
No, darling. Naturally not.
Well, then.
Well, I suppose if the worst comes to the worst, that is, if there's no other way out, why, I'll probably have to...
What?
Borrow some more.
Johnny, there's going to be no more borrowing or gambling.
What else is there to do?
You've got to go to work.
Work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mean put on old clothes, go out with a shovel?
Don't be flippant, darling. There are all sorts of jobs.
Oh, all right, darling. I'm broad-minded. Let's have some tea. Hey, we can make out a list of jobs. You know, I think that'll be fun.
It meant so much to me that Johnny took a position. I think you will understand. It seemed to help me push the sneers and the knowing smiles back into the dark. I don't know exactly what Johnny does, but he has a job in the office of a Captain Melbeck, a sort of distant cousin of his. I was at home waiting for Johnny when a stranger called.
I say, you must be old Johnny's wife.
Yes, I am.
Didn't he tell you about me? I'm Beaky.
Beaky? Oh, are you Beaky?
Yeah, that's what they called me in school.
Beaky Thwaite. Oh, I've heard so much about you.
Johnny told me about you, too. Ran into him at the Newbury races last week.
The races?
Oh, put my foot in it as usual, eh? I mean, didn't he tell you?
Johnny has a job. He couldn't have been at the races. Besides, he stopped betting.
Oh, he has he? Oh, not Johnny. Great lad, eh, what? Well, you mustn't mind him cutting up. That's what makes him Johnny. Besides, he thinks you're a topper. Oh, yes, he does. I think so, too. Hey, what?
Won't you sit down, Mr. Thwaite?
I don't see why not. Is anything wrong?
Well, there were two Queen Anne chairs here this morning before I went out.
They've disappeared, have they?
Apparently.
Were they expensive?
Yes, very. Museum pieces. What's the matter?
Oh, that Johnny, he'll be the death of me yet. Don't you understand?
No, I don't.
I'll give you 20-1. Johnny sold them.
Sold them? What for?
What for? For money, of course. Chap's got to pay his racing bets, hasn't he? Johnny lost a packet in Newbury.
I don't believe you.
Oh, put my foot in it again, have I? My dear girl, what's your name?
Lena.
My dear Lena, you simply haven't got acquainted with old Johnny. Why, at school there wasn't one chap who's spending money Johnny purloined who didn't forgive him in the end. Why, you'll forgive him anything when you know him better.
Well, Beaky.
Well, well, old bean.
How's my darling monkey face?
Hello, Johnny.
Ask him about the chairs, old girl.
Hey, what are you whispering about, Beaky?
I just want her to ask you about the chairs that disappeared.
Oh, yeah, well, you would. So you two have discovered my iniquity, eh? Well, some American chap stopped by. Admired them so much, I just had to let him have them.
Johnny, you're such a wonderful liar.
Yes, well, look, you two. Forget the Inquisition. Now, sit down, both of you. Anywhere.
Lena, wait till you hear this.
Now, shut up, Beaky. Lena, You remember that necklace you admired in the shop window a month ago? Here, it's yours.
Oh, Johnny,
Yes, my friends, the Grand National was run today. I happened to have backed the winner. A 10-to-1 shot, ladies and gentlemen, 10-to-1, and I had £200 on him.
By Jove, 10-to... Why, that's 2,000 pounds.
Oh, that's amazing, Beaky. Hey, Monkey Face, you're not smiling. Come on, smile.
Where did you get the 200 pounds?
Oh, now really, I say, what a question.
Darling, where did you get it?
Oh, well, you know very well there was no America, and I got it for the chairs, of course.
You sold the chairs to gamble all your money on a horse?
Not exactly. You see, I owed some money to the bookies.
Johnny's such a lad.
Now, darling, be practical. Come on, give us a smile.
Yes, come along, old girl. Johnny, you tickle her chin while I make faces.
Think that'll work?
Yes, yes. Now, more tickle.
Okay. Any results yet, Beaky?
Not yet, old bean. Wait, I'll make a sound like an owl.
Yeah, let's try
that. Always gets them.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I forgot something. Here you are. A receipt from a certain shop. Payment in full for a certain pair of Queen Anne chairs. They'll be delivered within the hour.
Oh, look at that, Johnny. She's smiling.
Oh, Johnny.
Here's to the famous Johnny Asgard. Beakers up, brandy to the bottom.